Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio a candidate for the Assembly, Barb Doty. What we're going to do is roughly follow a theme: actions speak louder than words. So we have a series of questions, and we'll be asking all candidates these questions. The first one, describe the most significant goal you have that motivated you to run for election by describing actions you have already taken to reach that goal.
Great question, Mike. I'm proud of the kinds of things that we've achieved on the Assembly as a team. And I think the first goal that we've done is, in my last at least 3 years on the Assembly, we've really worked together as a group, I think, with different backgrounds and different personalities to work together for the common good of the community. And to me, that's one of the things that I'm the most proud of, is that we've been able to work as a team together. Can't get any kind of governance done if there is contention to the point where people can't talk. So that's one of the first things I would say. In terms of actual accomplishments, one of the things I'm most proud of is stabilizing the school funding for a fixed period of time. I grew up in a school district that's currently on strike down in Washington. I saw it on NPR News. And they struck when I was a high school senior. And I saw what kind of havoc that is to have disruption in the school district. And, you know, I'm not saying there aren't ways to save money and to operate better and have better outcomes with our students. But having stable funding and predictable funding means teachers don't get pink slips every spring waiting to see whether they have a job in the summer, and the school district can actually do some planning and long-term outcome focus, which is what I really want to see. So that's one of the things I'm quite proud of, and doing that by stabilizing the mill rate so that we're not continually putting the mill rate up higher and higher, I think is really important. We were able to do both, and that's a big accomplishment.
Okay, well, thank you. Question number two. How do you see yourself working with others, serving on the Assembly you wish to be part of again? How do you discover what others' views are on controversial topics?
Well, some of you may know that there are some limits in whom we can talk to in our fellow Assembly members based on the Alaska Public Officers Commission guidelines.
Right.
That took me a while to learn when I first started. So you can't sit down and have coffee with four or five of your other Assembly members and then make a decision and then go to the Assembly meeting. So you have to really learn to listen and get input from your constituents and perhaps ask another colleague who's on the Assembly, maybe someone has a different opinion, and be selective about hearing what they have to say. I did that today, actually. I called a colleague on something that's coming up tonight and said, this is what I'm thinking. If you haven't talked to anyone else about this, because we have a limit of three people that can be in the same conversation.
Right.
What do you think? This is what I'm thinking. And we were able to share each other's point of view to see where we were at. That isn't being coercive to either, but really having the chance to have a thoughtful conversation with public input in a timely manner, which I think makes things work better.
Very good. Number three, how do you reach your constituents, especially those feeling left out of the public policy conversation or those that may feel disenfranchised? What have you done specifically to take into account perspectives different than your own from your constituents?
Well, I have a distinct advantage in that I have this other job called being a family doctor.
Okay.
And it really is being a family with the people that I've been interacted with and taken care of for the last 30 years. So I ask their input. At the end of a visit, sometimes someone will bring up a topic or say, hey, I saw you did this. And I'll ask their opinion and say, what do you think of that? You know, I'm open to hearing what the other point of views might be. Everybody has a different living situation. So let's make sure that what we're doing is right for the entire borough and not just for people in this neighborhood or that neighborhood. I'm fairly efficient in responding to emails. It's been a little bit of a problem lately with the emails being down at the borough with right. with a virus attack. But in general, I tend to be pretty responsive. And, you know, I reach out as much as I can. I don't think anyone has a great solution to that problem because, you know, we all have lives. And for me, I work only 2 days a week in the clinic right now, partly because I want to be more engaged in the community.
Okay. Thank you very much. Question number four. What is your perspective on the way the body you're running for functions currently? And if you believe there should be changes, what, if any, do you propose? And how have you fostered improvements in other organizations you may have been part of? Three-part question.
Yes, it is. Well, I'm happy with the interface between the manager, who is essentially the CEO of the staff,
right,
if you look at the structure, and the board, which is what the assembly is, on behalf of the constituents, the public, for whom we work. So my job as a board member is to be essentially on the assembly to do the best service for the public, who are the residents of the Mat-Su Borough. And to make that work, everybody has to understand what their role is. And the borough manager, John Moosey, who is essentially the lead person in charge of all the borough employees, he doesn't necessarily have to tell us exactly how he achieves the goals, but we as an assembly need to be clear about what kind of direction we give to him. And I'm pretty clear about trying to identify or clarify when something's murky and ask for more feedback. And I think if you ever listen to the assembly or come, I'm a question person. I will ask questions that are sometimes fairly probing, mostly because I think the public deserves to know all sides of the story. And perhaps the manager hasn't heard from that part of the public, and we need to be able to look at all sides to make good decisions. So I'm a convener. I'm a collaborator. I like cohesiveness in a group, but with good opinions coming from all directions. And that means you have to stop a little bit and listen.
Okay. Well, I have asked four questions. Now there's an opportunity for you to make comments of any sort you'd like before we finish up.
Well, I guess my main comment is I'm very proud at this point in time in the Mat-Su Borough to see the growth and development that we've had that I think is thoughtful. I think there's many wise leaders in our community, and I see a change that's happened just in the last 3 or 4 years compared to 10 years ago. I've lived here for 34 years, and I remember when it was a two-lane road and that, you know, the back and forth from Palmer, Wasilla in the dark with the moose and the snow and the poor road conditions was a big issue. And I think we've really grown and matured in a way that is hopeful. And I'm proud to be a part of the Mat-Su Borough community. I was very excited that our plastic bag ordinance passed, and then Anchorage felt bad and decided to pass theirs too. That's the kind of leadership I'm seeing happening, and I think over and over again, people are stepping up and having pride in their community and really trying to make this the best possible place that it can be to live, because we live in God's world. It's beautiful.
Well, thank you. I'm Barb Doty, a candidate for a return to the assembly. The election will be coming up in October, and we invite all people to get out there and vote.